We're right here for every catch-up between classes, for every personal best, for every ambition. Here at Canterbury Christchurch University, you're part of a vibrant community that celebrates every small win and every big moment. That's what makes us fifth in the UK for student experience, based on the Sunday Times Good University Guide 2026. Discover the degree for you at canterbury.ac.uk. Canterbury Christchurch University. We're right here with you.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, December 4th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has explored acquiring or partnering with a rocket company, a move that would position him to compete against Elon Musk's SpaceX. He reached out to rocket maker Stoke Space in the summer, and the discussions picked up in the fall, according to people familiar with the talks. Among the proposals was for OpenAI to make a series of equity investments and end up with a controlling stake. Such an investment would total billions of dollars over time, but people close to OpenAI said the talks are no longer active. The ChatGPT maker is facing market headwinds after striking hundreds of billions of dollars in computing deals. Altman has been interested in the possibility of building data centers in space for some time. Stoke was founded by former employees at Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin and is working on building a fully reusable rocket. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones Newswire, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. The European Union plans to launch a formal bidding process for AI gigafactories early next year. The bloc wants to develop large-scale AI facilities equipped with the latest chips and is hoping to do so through public-private partnerships. The EU's top tech official said today that the official bidding process would likely open in January or February and not in December as initially planned. The process will close during the summer. The EU has so far struggled to position itself as a key player in the AI race, lagging behind the US, both on innovation and financing. And Democratic lawmakers, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, are pressing NVIDIA, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Meta for details on their donations to support President Trump's $250 million White House ballroom and whether any quid pro quo arrangements exist with the administration. Lawmakers are also requesting information from Comcast, which has been competing with Netflix and Paramount to purchase the entertainment and streaming assets of Warner Brothers Discovery. NVIDIA said in a statement that its support for the country is independent of any business interests. Meta and Microsoft declined to comment, and the other companies didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.